Do you want to know the secrets for getting lasting results? You have this big ambition of yours, but you feel like you aren't making enough progress towards it, even though you know it is something that you absolutely have to be doing. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode of Breakthrough Success. For people who don't know me, I'm Mark Berry, the podcasting coach. I help authors get started with their podcast, and we have a very special guest who is a leadership coach, consultant, and author. He is the former director of training for Jack Canfield, a founding member of the Transformational Leadership Council, a co-founder of the Southern California Association of Transformational Leaders, and the creator of the Excellent Decisions Approach to Effective Leadership. Our guest teaches people how to thrive, achieve at a very high level, and be truly happy. Our guest who joins us is none other than Robert McPhee. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Like, I should come here every day. I want that introduction every single day. That is awesome. Like, and you did the Transformational Leadership Council and the Southern California Association of Transformational Leaders without a beat. If we were in person, it would be a high five.
We'll do virtual high fives.
Virtual high fives.
That's pretty much what we got to be doing in this climate anyway. But it is a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I mean, this is just such a hot topic because I feel like so many people, they want the results, but they just either don't know how to get them or they're just intentionally putting up barriers in front of themselves. So what would you say, based on all of the experiences you've had, what would you say has been really vital for getting those types of lasting results that we all want?
Well, the Excellent Decisions program that you mentioned, which is really at the core of my work now, is all about helping people make decisions and take actions based on vision and values and their value rather than stress and pressure. And you mentioned the environment we're in right now. The stress and pressure has been ramped up maybe higher than ever before with what we're seeing. But the truth is, a lot of people have not spent the time and the energy and the attention on really getting clear about what their own vision and values are. And especially as it relates to business goals, career goals, and money goals, they haven't gotten really clear about what their own value is. And so as they're chasing after goals that maybe the external stress and pressure, maybe someone else or society in general is trying to tell them that they should be pursuing a certain goal or a certain career or a certain path in some way. But if it's not their own path, if they really haven't done the vision and values work to get clear ultimately about what's really important to them, these are the people that I see over and over again that even when the results start showing up, they get uncomfortable, they start experiencing resistance, and they just go back to what they were doing before. There's something about the human mind, the human experience, that we just want to be comfortable, and sometimes even at the expense of those things that are really, really important to us, our health, our financial stability, our business success, our relationships, whatever it might be. Sometimes we let the external stress and pressure be even greater than our desires in those areas.
And it's really interesting how we talk about making sure we're doing the thing we want to do versus what someone else wants us to do. So we hear about core values all the time, but also thinking a little deeper on the values of your goals, like do they align with what you want to be, where you want to go, and getting deeper into that stuff. And I do feel like part of the issue is that the comfort zone. I feel like that's a big part of the issue that prevents people from achieving their breakthroughs. That's part of the reason I host this podcast. I want to interview people who give all of you guys listening however you're listening, treadmill or walking or just chilling on your couch. But I want to create that atmosphere where you guys are inspired to take action, get out of your zone. So how can we get better at getting out of that comfort zone?
Well, I would say the number one thing is to first of all understand what a comfort zone is. I do a lot of work around comfort zones, and I believe if people don't understand first of all, what a comfort zone is, second of all, why we get stuck in them, and third, how to get out of them, then chances are the rest of it's going to be interesting conversation, but isn't going to lead to real lasting results. So I define a comfort zone as when the results that we're getting match our current self-image, like our current beliefs about who we are and what we're capable of. When our current results match that self-image, then we're in a comfort zone. And most people have heard the expression, you know, you need to get out of your comfort zone or you need to expand your comfort zone. And it kind of makes sense. But without really knowing what that means, they don't know what to do to get out of it. They've had the experience of being uncomfortable and experiencing resistance. But what I've experienced is that a lot of times when I'm able to explain to people like what a comfort zone is and have them take a good solid look at what is my current self-image. Money is a great example. Like for people in sales or in business, most of us have a current level that we're comfortable with as far as money that we make. Like we see ourselves as a whatever, $150,000 a year salesperson. And that's where we're comfortable. So if we looked at our bank balance, if we looked at our current results, chances are we'd see $150,000. And we see people who get really uncomfortable when the level goes down. They get pushed to get into action and take action and make sales to get where they feel comfortable. But we also ironically see the opposite. When people start making more money than they're comfortable, than their current self-image, they also get really uncomfortable. And this is that piece about, you know, no one's saying, oh, more money, I don't want more money. But in some ways they are, because they get really uncomfortable and they actually take actions to go back to where they were before to get back to that level that's comfortable for them. So to me, the best thing we can do is get a really good understanding of what a comfort zone is and really understand how that dynamic works. And then we can look at, first of all, changing our self-image, creating a self-image that matches the level of results that we want in our life. And that's where we start getting ideas and insights, things that we could do differently. Once we have those ideas, we start taking actions. We actually do things differently. And when we do things differently, we start getting more of the results we want. But the key is the new results match the self-image that we started with. Without doing the self-image work, when we get the new results, it makes us uncomfortable. But when we do the self-image work first, we get really clear about what's important to us and what our values and our vision are. Then when that new result shows up that matches our self-image, we've actually created a new comfort zone rather than just getting out of the old one. I love to do that with a graphic. I feel like when I want to do like a screen share to show people that. We actually have a free video I can direct people to on my website that explains that dynamic with a really clear graphic that makes it really, really easy for people to understand.
Yeah. And I mean, we could definitely mention that towards the end, but one thing I want to get into is you mentioned a great point where $150,000 per year for some people is their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And some people listen to this, they're like, I would love to be making that much money, but there's some people that's just their comfort zone, and your comfort zone could be someone's, you know, well outside of someone else's comfort zone. But the point is I want to get into is that, you know, $150,000 a year person wants to go to $180,000 per year. And what Robert brings up, and I feel like we can see this a lot, is, you know, when the person reaches $180,000 a year, if they don't really, if they're not conscious, then they'll just go back down to $150,000 because that's what they're comfortable with. So how would you walk someone through that process of going from $150,000 to a sustainable $180,000?
Well, first of all, you bring up a good point with the number, and the number that I made up of $150,000, you know, if I had a dartboard in my office, I could throw a dart and just make up a number. The truth is, there's a lot of people out there in the world that we could move that decimal point, you know, one further to the left, and we could say $1.5 million. And there's people out there who have a comfort zone. That's where they operate. That's their self-image. They know they're capable of that. They've done it before. They know they can do it again. And then there's also people, you know, at the, you know, can move the decimal point the other direction and say, you know, it's $15,000, and that's what their comfort zone is. So the number itself is kind of irrelevant. The most important point is to start with the self-image. You know, if a comfort zone is, it's like basic math. It's a simple equation. It's almost like a balance, where if a comfort zone occurs when my self-image matches the results I'm getting now, and I want to make a change, I can either start by changing the results, which will make me uncomfortable because it takes me out of balance, and chances are I'll just go back to doing what I was doing before to get in balance, or I can start with my self-image. I can start by declaring a new self-image. I am that $180,000 a year salesperson, just like you said, which also makes people really uncomfortable. You know, Jack Canfield, when I was working with him, he used to stand up in front of groups and say, how many of you talk to yourselves? And he'd say, well, there's always three or four people in the group who say, talk to myself? Do I talk to myself? I don't think I talk to myself. But the truth is, when people say, you know, they look in the mirror and they do their affirmation and they've got it on a 3x5 card and they say, I am $180,000 a year salesperson. There's that voice in our head that says, you are not. What are you kidding me? You've never made that much money. Who do you think you are? Whatever. And again, people go back to doing what they were doing before. But the real path to success, and I think where people are drawn to a podcast like yours and working with people like me to be in this conversation and see what they can do differently, is that if they're willing to make that declaration and really hold on to it, say, no, I'm serious, $180,000, and listen for what kind of ideas, like, how would I do that? You know, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Other people do it. Why not me? I could reach out to a higher level client. I could just increase the number of calls that I'm making. I could get some extra work on the side with another company that, you know, I know would hire me to do some part. You know, we start getting ideas for what we could do differently. We think differently. And then if we're willing to take action, eventually we can act, we can create that result. There's a lot of people out there who are making $180,000 a year, more than $180,000 a year. It's absolutely possible, but if we don't start with creating the self-image first, when we get to $180,000, when we change the result, we will be uncomfortable. We will literally be drawn to go back to where we were before, where we were comfortable. And really the core nature of my work is not just to get people out of their comfort zone, because nobody really wants to be out of their comfort zone. I see my work as helping people create a new comfort zone. Almost always a bigger, except for weight loss. And weight loss, it's a smaller comfort zone. But usually it's something greater. It's more of something. We want better relationships. We want a better career. We want more money. And we can do that by starting with the self-image, letting the self-image direct the way we think, the way we act, and therefore the results we get.
And what I like when you were talking about the self-image is that you were giving, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page and listeners are on the same page. My understanding is changing your self-image, it's just writing daily declarations, saying it out loud, and saying things out loud that you want to be and projecting that on yourself. So it's like a manifestation. Would you say that's it, or is there a little more to creating that?
Well, there's all sorts of things we can do. And this is the beauty. I'm sure you've had people on your podcast with all sorts of great resources and tools and ideas, ways, like strategies and techniques for getting clear about things like our vision and our values, which are really at the core of our self-image. So again, with excellent decisions, we talk about making decisions and taking actions based on vision and values and value versus stress and pressure. You know, while we're talking about this conversation about comfort zones, we haven't even talked about all the external environments that are trying to get us to do things completely different than what might be most important to us. We have our friends, we have our family, we have our coworkers, we have the media, we have social media, society, movies, television, radio, all these influences that are bombarding us with, you should do this, you should do that, you have to do this, you need to do that, that in many cases conflicts with what's really important to us and the outcomes and the experiences that we want to create in our life. So visualization, affirmation, we do really deep values and vision exploration work. It ends up adding up to purpose work, because I say if someone has a really powerful vision that's in alignment with their values, then in my book, they're on purpose. They have a sense of purpose in their life. And it's going to make them less subject to all those external stresses and pressures getting in the way. So yeah, the 3x5 card, the, you know, we can put it in our phone. You know, we can have screensavers on our computer. We can put our vision and our values all around us. There's all sorts of techniques to help us get through that process, starting with self-image, thinking differently, acting different, and creating different results. But again, affirmation, visualization, all very important parts of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of different activities you can do, but just getting clear on how you're going to keep projecting the image you want to be into your daily life and reminding yourself of the things you want to be. And I think when you do stuff like that, that's where you start to see the momentum. And yeah, I like how Robert describes it. It's not getting out of the comfort zone. It's expanding your comfort zone. And so like one, instead of like, let me get out of the $150,000 per year example, because we'll just keep using that example. Instead of getting out of that zone, let's just create a new zone. So, because when you have a comfort zone, that's like a center of gravity. Mm-hmm. And if you were to go to $180,000 per year without addressing your comfort zone, you're going to get pulled back by that center of gravity. So it's better to expand the comfort zone, as Robert's been saying, versus trying to get out of the comfort zone and force your way out of something where just a better mindset's a better approach.
Yeah, it's like an autopilot. You know, if you have an autopilot set on a boat or a plane or whatever it is, you know, you can still grab hold of the wheel and you can still turn, but you've got to hold on to that wheel and you've got to keep turning. You've got to keep holding that wheel. As soon as you let go, as soon as you take a breath, as soon as you lose your focus, it's going to go right back to wherever the autopilot was set. And comfort zones work in very much the same way. And the truth is, again, the more clarity we have about what's really important to us, the more of a sense of purpose and meaning that we have in our life, the less we're going to be subject to all those external influences that want us to, you know, buy their product or whatever it is. We're going to say, no, I've got something important to me that I'm working on. I have this goal to increase my sales by $30,000, again, using the same example. And, you know, I'm not interested in going out and partying tonight because I'm working on my plan for that. Or I'm not interested in talking by the water cooler because I've got a plan. I'm on a mission. I've got something important to me that I'm working on here. And that's where real change happens. And in answer to your previous question, that's where change that lasts happens. Because if I really get grounded in that $180,000 expanded comfort zone, and I do the work to think differently, and I get into action, and I do create those new results, I literally have created that new comfort zone. And it I would never say that it completely takes away the resistance, because again, those external stresses and pressures aren't going anywhere. Those are still going to happen. You know, people may have spent years and years and years at that level of 150,000. They may still wake up in the morning and go, wait a minute, what happened? What is this $180,000 world? It's still unfamiliar to me. But if we really have anchored into it, we're going to reduce the resistance a lot. We're going to make it so much easier to be comfortable at that new level, whatever the number is.
And I love the example you gave where, no, I'm not going to go out tonight. I got to get to my goal. And it's a theme of sacrifice that we have to make. And at the end of the day, all of our actions are sacrifice. You sacrifice going to the party for hitting your extra $30,000 a year. You go to the party at the expense of your extra $30,000 per year. So when it comes to decisions like that, you have to think, is this a short-term pleasure that's going to fade away? Is that what I'm choosing? Or am I choosing something that's going to have a long-term significant impact on my life, on how I feel about myself? And I think when you view those things like the night party as a short-term pleasure that you just have to keep getting a shot of it again and again and again because the pleasure fades away versus something that's more permanent, that feeling of success and achievement and setting a goal and actually getting it done.
Yeah, and you use the word sacrifice, and I think a lot of times we feel like we're having to make sacrifices. And in some cases, some of that comes from the fact that we don't have a sense of clarity about what we're getting instead. Like for me, you know, if I've really done the work and I know what's important to me and I know that going to that party on a Saturday night or whatever is going to get in the way of what I've already identified is really important to me, the party becomes less of a sacrifice. Not going to the party doesn't feel like a sacrifice because I know there's something bigger and better that I'm committed to. I'm saying no to the party, but I'm saying yes to something so much bigger. And if people haven't done the work to identify what their something bigger is, then all they've got is that sense of sacrifice. I'm having to give up, you know, I don't get to do this, you know, this opportunity missed. And it feels like, you know, a negative thing. But if you deal with someone who has real clarity about their vision, their values, what's really important to them, they don't think of it as a sacrifice to give up something that's not in alignment with whatever it is that's so important to them. It doesn't feel like such a sacrifice. And it kind of falls into that realm of, it doesn't make it easy. You know, I still want to go to the party, but it makes it simple. Like, it's a choice, right? I mean, there's a reason why my work is called Excellent Decisions. It's a choice. I'm going to choose between the party or choose between planning my week to get myself set up for success this week. And if the work I'm doing this week is important enough, it's a no-brainer. It's an easy decision. Do the work. Get it done. Go to a bigger party later.
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of mentality you need to have, just having such a strong love and passion for the work that you're doing that's the thing you really want to embrace. And it's not just work. It's just like a personal goal too. Like me with my running, I have a lot of running goals. I have nothing to do with my business, but I still have them. But it's just a matter of picking your goals and picking the way you use your time wisely. And that's how you start to build up that next level self-image. Robert, for people who want to keep following your working journey, where do we go?
Simplest way, you've heard me talk about Excellent Decisions. The website is excellentdecisions.com. If people want to access that video I was talking about, it's excellentdecisions.com/joy, the word joy. And I'm not that hard to get a hold of. Through the website, you can find my email, you can find my phone number. I don't have 12 gatekeepers. Love to help people in any way that I can. So the website's the best way to reach out to me.
We'll have that website down in the show notes for everyone who wants to follow Robert and his journey. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. We always love to see you guys just enjoying the content. And Robert, thank you for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure having you here today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.